USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-milled components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
President Biden is looking into his authority to cancel some student debts. Lance Pry reports.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In a mass vaccination site in Colorado closed early on Wednesday after several people had adverse reactions to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine they were given. The site in Commerce City was shuttered 2.5 hours early after 13 people had an adverse reaction to the shot, though it's unknown how severe those reactions were. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another group of Republican lawmakers are talking about their experiences after visiting the southern border. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet there were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Nike has put their sponsorship deal with Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson on hold in the wake of multiple allegations of sexual assault against the athlete. Watson is facing lawsuits from 22 women accusing him of assault or harassment. In a statement, Nike announced that it was suspending its deal with Watson, saying that the company is closely monitoring the situation. Watson is also under investigation from the Houston Police Department after one of the women suing him also filed a report with the department. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.